the Earl Winger Broadcast Center, this is listener-supported public radio, WUTC Chattanooga.
Hi, this is David Green from Morning Edition. Every morning, I am not only hosting Morning Edition for you on WUTC, I'm also listening with you. Public Radio, NPR, and WUTC, we really are a community of listeners. Please keep listening with us. Keep letting us serve you. Give online at WUTC.org.
Good, excuse me, good morning, Monday afternoon. My God, I'm just having the hardest time here. I'm so excited, though, because it is Forever Bluegrass Monday nights. And tonight, we've got a really, really special band, and we're live. So there's no rewind tonight, boys and girls. No rewind at all. Yeah, we're talking to Newgrass Express, and they're going to be with me this week at the Whole Food Market, and I'm going to give you just a little sampling of what you're going to be hearing. How about it, guys? Fast. Thank you very much. Sorry
Train
about
45.
The little throat thing going over. Train 45, one of my favorites. One of my favorites. Of course, I'm visiting with Steve Graham of Newgrass Express. And Steve, Richard has a question for you.
Oh, Lordy. Go for it.
The question was, when are you going to get a CD made, you know?
We'll certainly work on that this year. Our hope is we're going to be together for March, 2 years. So we are exploring that option for sure. Because we've had plenty of opportunities because of Cindy and others that give us that opportunity to play a lot around the city in the Tennessee Valley. We've had a really great year last year. It's already started out pretty fast, like Cindy mentioned Whole Foods this Thursday. We played Puckett's Saturday evening,
This past Saturday, yeah. But I just want to make sure everyone knows that you can go to the library, and they have an engineer, a wonderful sound booth there, and you can do it for free, Steve.
That's a big hint right there.
That is a big hint.
And
not only does Newgrass Express need to go to the library and get their CD made for free, anybody out there listening, you know, that's an option. We're so lucky that Chattanooga has this really, really awesome, awesome venue for us to come. And did I mention that it was free, Steve, so let's get busy and let's get a CD out from Newgrass Express.
You did say something about being free.
I did mention that.
How much does it cost?
Yeah, well, free is free, and you know, speaking of free, we're here with free music every Monday. 7 to 8, we got lots of good bluegrass coming up. The year's looking awesome. Richard mentioned to me that we've been doing this now for a year. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about it and love that WUTC loves bluegrass music. And this band I'm visiting with tonight, Newgrass Express, they've been with us several times. They're going to play my festival, but more importantly, are the most soonest you're going to be able to see them is this coming Thursday night at 6:30 to 8:30, the second and third Thursday of each month. We're at the Whole Food Market right over there in Manufacturers Boulevard. And these guys are going to be upstairs, no cover charge. You can come downstairs, get you something really good to eat, something really good to drink, and go right upstairs and enjoy a couple of hours of great hard-driving bluegrass. So we're going to let them play a few more songs, and you're going to see what you're going to see this coming Thursday at the Whole Food Market.
I've waited a year to say you love me and long for the day you take my hand. I asked again last night for your love so divine. I've waited as long as I can. Waited a year to say you love me and long for the day you take my hand. I asked again last night for your love so divine. I've waited as long as I can. Say goodbye, the tears fall from my eye. Oh, you've made it plain that I can't win. No one will ever know the pain that I've been through. I've waited as long as I can. I've waited a year to say you love me and long for the day you take my hand. I asked again last night for your love so divine. I've waited as long as I can. Waited a year to say you love me and long for the day you take my hand. I asked again last night for your love so divine. I've waited as long as I can. I asked again last night for your love so divine. I've waited as long as I can.
Great job, and y'all are just really so relaxed and everything. So I want to go ahead and remind you that we are now really actually broadcasting on the world web. So everybody here in the area, the tri-state area, we're getting to listen to you, and then everybody all over the world. So no pressure, guys. Just want to let you know.
Ni hao, wa jiao ban.
That's it. So we want to say hi to our friends in Japan. Yeah, sure do. And hi to all of our listeners out there. I'm always just so pleasantly amazed when people come up to me and say that they listen to our radio show. And so thank you, Richard. And don't forget, on Sundays, 2 to 3, Brian Hamilton, Scott Bluegrass, as well as every Thursday at 2 to 3. So no sense of not getting some bluegrass smeared on you. And speaking of getting some bluegrass smeared on you, we're going to Thursday. We're also going to, in addition to Whole Food, we're going to be at the Feed Company Table and Tavern. And this past Tuesday, Thursday, we had it all lined up with Track 145. They're a young band and really, really awesome. Their schedule is really hard to get them because they're all going back to college. And there was some silly old football game on last week. They forgot to tell us about it until I got the message about 3:15. So, I'm all about that football and really love the fact they knocked us out of bluegrass. But fortunately for us, Track 145 was able to reschedule, and they're going to be with me this coming Thursday. So after you leave Whole Food, come over to the Feed Company and join me for Track 145. And did you hear on the news? Did y'all hear what happened at the Feed Company? Our local chef, Charles Loomis, down there, Charlie Loomis, he beat out this big old, there was this Food Network competition. His guy's name is Bray or something like that. And then Charlie went on there and beat him at his own Eggs Benedict dish. And we're so proud of that. Yeah. The food at the Feed is awesome, and they love bluegrass. So way to go, Feed Company, and thank y'all so much. And so don't forget to mark your calendars. We're there every Thursday night, 7 to 9, with a different bluegrass band. And, of course, the second and third Thursday, we're at the Whole Food Market, 6:30 to 8:30. This Thursday, we're going to have Newgrass Express, and they're going to have these kind of songs coming at you.
Things I've always mentioned in our sets that Newgrass Express are pretty adamant about, and that's we honor God first of all, and then we honor our veterans. I happen to be a veteran, and there's a lot going on in our country right now, and veterans have been the reason we have the freedom that we do. And I always try to recognize the veterans in the room with just about every performance we ever do. But most of all, we honor God, and we're going to honor the Lord in this song. And a shout goes out to the family, the Murray family. A real close friend of mine just left this morning. And I know that family's hurting because they're not haven't experienced death in a very long time. So just if you're a people of faith and you have an opportunity, send up a prayer that God will comfort them in a real special way. I am the man, Thomas. I am the man.
They drove me up the hill, Thomas, I am the man. They made me carry the cross, Thomas, I am the man. Thomas, I am the man. Look at these nail scars here in my hand. They crowned my head with thorns, Thomas, I am the man. They nailed me to the cross, Thomas, I am the man. I am the man, Thomas, I am the man. Look at these nail scars here in my hand. Side, Thomas, I am the man. I died on the cross, Thomas, I am the man. I am the man, Thomas, I am the man. Look at these nail scars here in my hand. Thomas, I am the man. In 3 days rose, Thomas, I am the man. I am the man, Thomas, I am the man. Look at these nail scars here in my hand. I am the man, Thomas, I am the man. Look at these nail scars here in
job. Wow. Love that. It's a little bit warm in here. Yes, it is. But you know,
Barry always sweats. It can be 20 degrees and Barry's going to sweat.
I know. I've noticed that about him. I really have.
When we rehearse at home, I mean, I got that air conditioner on about 55 and he's still sweating.
Oh, well, he's an awesome guitar picker. And, you know, funny story, I'm in touch with this band. I've got all these different things that I want to see if they can commit to shoot them all these different dates. And she's like, you know what? They've got all these things going on. They're practicing last night. It's like, y'all are eat up with it, and I love it. I love it. Of course, I'm talking about Newgrass Express. They got one of the rare things. They got a girl banjo player, you know, girl power there, girl. Yeah. We love it. And of course, you can see this band this coming Thursday at the Whole Food Market about 6:30 upstairs. Absolutely no charge. Y'all come and be with us and mark your calendar. And while you're marking your calendar, don't forget we're going to be going to Fort Payne, Alabama on the 25th of this month to see the great one and only Third Time Out. So anybody wants to go with me, I'll be headed down there on the 25th after I leave the Pigeon Mountain Grill. Going to be at the Pigeon Mountain Grill on the 25th of January. That's always the last Saturday of each month. And going to feature our local little Trevor Holder. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Trevor. Awesome little savant. I mean, it's incredible. And he took lessons from Jim Pankey. So he and Jim are going to be doing it. Excuse me, doing a little show down there, so I'm very excited about that. Trevor played with Southern Flavor at our festival on Saturday. I don't know if you guys caught that act. The sharp dressers, all of them are like 20 years and younger, and just really, really, really talented young folks. So very excited about our bluegrass and all of our great talent that we have going, all kinds of things going on. Want to also mention that the Joe Jam, as Carl Towns said, not to be confused with Toe Jam, but we have Joe Jam coming up at Fiddler's Anonymous on Saturday, January the 18th. And, of course, that's a little jam they have. They have a lot of different bands playing in a memory of his dad, who was also a musician. Of course, that's Carl Towns over there at Fiddler's Anonymous there in Red Banks. You don't want to miss out on all these wonderful opportunities. And we're going back to the Wanderlinger Brewing Company. We're going to start there the last Friday of each month. Going to have the band Southwind there in January, and I believe you guys are going to be there the last Friday in February, correct? Yeah. So awesome. Love you, Wanderlinger. We're sorry Tuesdays didn't work out for you, but we're going to blow you away with our Friday night crowd. Super tickled about that. Love our bluegrass music and love our bluegrass friends, y'all. How about it? We got the Newgrass Express with us. Y'all got some more tunes for us?
Sure do. We're going to kick off one. It's called Lonesome Road Blues. Even the blues singers and the jazz singers and all the rest of those kinds of singers. back in the 20s, I believe, the early 20s, Barry brought this song to us, and it's kind of a cool little tune. We grassed it up, and it's entitled How Long Blues. He does a mighty fine job of that. So we hope you like it. We hope it touches your heart in a special way, and maybe even touch your toes. You can't ever tell. Get a little excited.
Somebody better. I can't touch them.
Long old train, cruel engineer, you took my baby and left me here. How long, baby, how long? I need my baby back with me. Then I'll be rid of these mean old lonesome blues. How long has that evening train been gone? How long, baby, how long? How long? Baby, how long?
Great job. And of course, all that practice is paying off. That's some really wonderful harmony, guys. That's something that bluegrass music is all about, all those great harmonies, and y'all really do knock it out of the ballpark. You need some more water or something there?
No.
Brian, will you fan him? He's hot. Where's your next big show? You guys got anything playing?
Well,
I meant, okay, the biggest show, of course, is this coming Thursday night at the Whole Food Market, but...
Well, let's talk about that for a second.
Yes, let's do.
You know, we get to play in a lot of different places. There's a lot of opportunities for a lot of groups. We get to share the stage with a lot of great groups in the Tennessee Valley. And those that Cindy bring in, and a lot of times she don't get the credit that she deserves, and I'll sing her praises for just a moment on the radio. But she brings us... opportunities that we probably wouldn't have had, most definitely. And then we add a few with our, of our own when we go out there and look for them. But she's done a great job, and we want to thank you publicly for doing that for us and all the other groups. I'm sure I speak for them as well. So turning red and because red's your lipstick and all that stuff. But well, no, we do appreciate it because we love to play music.
Reflection in my boots.
And trying to stay on her good side to get us more gigs, but there
That's
you go.
That's right. Hey, now in my defense, and Chrissy can back me up on this, you're the one was out of pocket a lot of times last year, you know. So two or three times you had, I think he like got married or something at a honeymoon. This man, it just got way in the way of some really nice gigs, but we won't let that happen again. Surely you're set now.
The honeymoon ain't over yet. Gotta be careful.
Well, just making sure that you still got the same one there.
But our voices.
We don't want to start over.
Tonight's tough because I've just about lost my voice. I didn't really have a good one the first time. And then these guys, she gave the crud to me.
No, I didn't either.
Well,
and Barry's got it, so it's tough.
I can relate. Every now and then I kind of gravel up myself. I believe it's the change in the air or something. It's just kind of all this sinus stuff going around. But y'all are still doing a great job. That's exactly right. You're in the South, so that's just the way it is down here. I'm pretty sure of it. So you're going to play at Whole Foods, and then after that, and Wanderlinger.
Wanderlinger, I'm not sure we got how many gigs we got out there.
Oh, this see, I knew Chrissy could whoop
Chrissy's,
out that
Chrissy's
calendar.
You know, her being the only lady in this group, you know, we she kind of goes
Somebody
in despair.
Somebody has to keep them straight.
I know. A fella told me being in a band was like being married to four or five different people. So. Kudos, y'all been together. Y'all been married
for
a couple
me.
Years now, so good for you.
We have Whole Foods Thursday, and then on Saturday the 18th, we're playing at the Center Post Community Center in Lafayette. And then on the 30th, we're playing at the Feed Company.
Nice.
Then on the 28th of February, we're playing at Wanderlingers.
Okay, well, so this band's got a little opportunity to play for you. So if you need a really good hard-driving bluegrass band, be sure and be in touch. Y'all have a Facebook page, right?
Yes, we do.
The
Newgrass Express.
Newgrass Express right there on Facebook. Of course, you can always be in touch with me. You can go to foreverbluegrass.com. We got lots of local bluegrass news on that place, and you can be in touch with me and find out how to be in touch with all these bands. So y'all can also sign up on our MailChimp. Got on the 20th century here. We finally did, and we actually email stuff out. Then, even though we still, the first part of the spring, we mail out 4,000 flyers. Still, I can't help myself. I've got 4,000 people that we pull off a label and put on a flyer and stamp it. And, of course, that's telling you about the upcoming 30th Bott Scarpinian Memorial Bluegrass Festival this coming May, April 30th, May 1st, 2nd. We're so thrilled. 30 years in the lineup. I'm sitting here trying to get my mind wrapped around. I've got so many bands, I'm going to have another day in the weekend. I've decided just to get everybody in. It's just incredibly going to be a great celebration to have this band there and many more. So how about some more tunes, guys?
You're going to have to get your secretary. Admin assistant, pardon me. All right, we're going to do this song, and we had to do it because we have that one lady in our group, and she's kind of in despair a lot, so we just want to make sure.
We want to do it.
They kill me.
They get her share.
We want her to do it.
You broke my heart, my little darling. When
keep on crying.
I know you know I'm in despair.
All right, the name of that tune was In Despair, and just by way of introduction, just real quickly here, I want to just introduce this group, if that'd be fine.
I was fixing to ask.
Okay, that'd be great. You read my mind, and it don't take much to do that, I promise you. Not a lot up there to read, but listen to the guy.
Keep that in mind, that I can read.
It's kind of scary, isn't it? Listen, the fellow that plays the lead guitar for this group is a fine artist. He does a great job with that guitar. He spends a lot of time on it, and he sings beautifully. He does a good job for us, and we're excited that he enjoys what he does, and chooses to do it with us. It's an honor and privilege to be with him today. He hails out of a little city called Flintstone, Georgia. Now, that is on the map, I promise you. His name is Barry Simpson. And I hear all that applause. I get a $2 bill? Yay, that'd be great. To my far right is a feller that's an artist as well. He plays mandolin and he plays dobro. And I think the other night I said something about speaking 15 different languages, but I doubt that you do that.
No, I just
but
he's, a couple good other instruments.
Oh, there you go.
Languages. I have problems with English.
That's right. Yeah, I have problems with English. He's out of Chicago. But no, he came down. He's living in Birchwood, Tennessee. Steven Snyder does a great job, y'all.
Thank you.
And, of course, Birchwood's just a holler and skipping a holler from Saudi Daisy. Now, Christy Tankersley is our banjo player, and she's been playing that banjo for at least 2 weeks. She does a mighty fine job. Now, she's been playing a long time, and I've had the privilege to play music with her for about 8 or 9 years. And Christy Tankersley, she plays a fine banjo, five-string banjo. And I am from a little bitty city called Chickamauga, Georgia. I lived down there until I was 18, decided to travel around the world with the Air Force for 20-something years, drugged my kids everywhere. But we made it back, and we survived it and all that good stuff, and I'm their bass player. Bless their sweet soul. They took up a collection of $3, and they got me. So here we go.
You got five now with that $2 bill.
That's right. Got $5 with that $2 bill. Wow, what a deal. But listen, it's a delight and a privilege to play music for y'all. We do hope it touches your heart in a special way, and it touches your toes, because you know what? It's not just bluegrass. It's forever bluegrass.
That's right. And of course, we're talking with Newgrass Express.
All right, Remington Ride, kick it off.
Thank you.
mighty fine, mighty fine job. As you mentioned earlier, we're visiting with Newgrass Express. I'm Cindy Pinion along with Richard Winham, and we're here every Monday night, 7 to 8 p.m. with a different bluegrass band. Next Monday night, we're going to have a little bit of, we're going to have Laura Walker and Eleanor Bright and Ella Saunders back. So I'm very excited that those young folks are playing. You're just going to be thrilled to see how Ella, every time I see Ella, I think she's just gotten better. She's like 16. So in a couple of years, that girl's going to be knocking around. She played the Mountain Opera this past Friday night. There was a little clip, and her little brother, Eb, is also playing. Of course, that's Owen Saunders' children, and Owen is a great fiddle player. Just real proud with our young folks get up there and pick and grin and going to carry it on. And they'll be playing the Whole Food Market for me on the 16th. But, again, Newgrass Express is going to be with me this coming Thursday night at the Whole Foods, 6:30 to 8:30. And then they will be at the Feed Company Table and Tavern on the 30th of this month. And, guys, I'm not going to be able to be with you that Thursday night because something grand has happened to me, and I'm just thrilled to death. But I'm going to Nashville. The Special Preservation and Bluegrass Music Association has actually nominated me for Promoter of the Year.
Oh, wow.
And I just could not believe it because this is like a 40-year event than I've always been. And we always just like would jokingly pencil my name in just because, I mean, it's a big old thing. So sorry to miss your show on the 30th, but I'll be in Nashville, but I'll be thinking about you. But I want all my friends to be sure and go to the Feed Company and then send me a good luck to Nashville that weekend. But tickled to death and excited all the same. It's a fun event. We go to Spigma each year up there. And the only way you can keep things going is get out there, folks, and support these venues. You can go to Fiddlers Anonymous on Sunday for a jam. This coming Saturday, I think we got something going on at the Ringo Depot. And of course, the first Saturday of each month, everybody travels up to the Great Snow Hill Jam. That's an awesome venue, been going on for about 20 years, I think, something like that. Every Friday night, I mean, this is an institution, the Mountain Opry, and it is still happening. Ken Holloway, bless your heart, he's been putting that thing on. With that fell, I think they maybe missed two in 50 years. So, you know, Ray Fox was here from the station, and he was instrumental in helping getting the Mountain Opry started. So we just tickled to death with all of our bluegrass music we got going on, and so please go out and support it when you get the opportunity to do so. And we're going to let these guys play some more bluegrass music because I'm telling you, once it gets on you, you're going to love it, and there's no getting it off of you. It just feels great.
You're absolutely right, because it's all about family. You know, we may sing about, he left me, she left me, I stepped on my neighbor's dog's tail, you know, all that good stuff, but bluegrass is solid, and if there's one thing we need in this country, it's family. So we're going to do an old traditional right now, and it's called Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Thank you.
Making it look easy. How about another one?
All right, we could do another one. We like these. Actually, we're doing a lot of instrumentals tonight. It's probably because of our voices. But I'm going to brag on Christy for just a minute. She can make that banjo talk.
I love watching Christy.
And she makes it look kind of seamless. You know, for the longest time,
I
washed her feet. She don't tap her feet. That's wrong. You got to tap your feet.
I'm easy.
She can't pick and tap at the same time.
Yeah, that's an artist and a half right there that can just stand there and play with doing that darling thing. So, oh my goodness.
Yes, and it's a beautiful banjo too.
You know, I like Dear Old Dixie, if y'all don't mind just throwing it out there. Is that all right with you guys?
Sure.
All right. Well, we're going to do a couple more instrumentals. We're running pretty good on time. So, looks like... So is that okay with you guys? Go good. This is one of my favorites. Besides Chucking the Corn, I'm telling you, this is fun to play. Strings, I'm telling you what's true. I love it. Listen, we're going to put a new one on you. Think of what you've done. I believe Ricky Skaggs does this, don't he? Yep. We're going to do it our way, though. We'll hope for the best. So I'm not gonna talk bad about it. We're going to do the best we can. But it's a good tune, and hopefully you'll like this. We just got a little bit of time left, looks like. We're getting there.
Got time for a couple three.
Oh,
Bluegrass Express, along with Cindy Pinion here and Richard Winham on Forever Bluegrass Monday Nights. We're here every Monday night, 7 to 8 p.m. And this coming Thursday, I'd love to see you to join me and this awesome band at the Whole Food Market right there on Manufacturers Boulevard, 6:30 to 8:30. And, of course, after there, we leave and travel over to the Feed Company Table and Tavern, 7 to 9. So, y'all, be sure and mark your calendars. Come get some bluegrass smeared on you. How about going to foreverbluegrass.com? You can check out and see what all we got going on, which is a whole lot. We're going to let this band take it on out of there with probably one more big old long song, guys. And thank you so much, and we'll see you next Monday.
Hey, listen, it is an honor and a privilege for us to be with you this evening. I can talk. And we are on Facebook as Newgrass Express. Come out and look at us. Google us. We're out there on YouTube. You name it. We're out there somewhere. It's been a delight to be with you this evening, and we hope you like this last song. It's entitled Rawhide.
We have time for one more quick one. 1 minute. We only have 1 minute. Oh, I think we ought to do 1 minute worth of song. How about it? Can you do it?
Take it on out of there.
Take it on out of there, y'all. See you next Monday. Cindy Pinion on Forever Bluegrass Mondays. Newgrass Express going to be with you this Thursday at Whole Food. Take it out, guys.